This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Clinical Diabetes Management, brought to you by the National Diabetes Education Program, or NDEP. NDEP is a joint initiative of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health. I'm your host, Dan Hazelwood. Our topic today is periodontal disease and diabetes. Joining me is Dr. Gina Thornton-Evans, a dentist here at CDC, and Dr. Joanne Gerenlian from the American Dental Hygienist Association. Both are members of the NDEP. Welcome.
It's a pleasure being here, Dan.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Dr. Thornton-Evans, tell us about periodontal disease.
Periodontal disease is a chronic bacterial infection that affects the gums and bones supporting the teeth. It can lead to tooth loss, mouth infections, and can adversely affect blood glucose control.
Dr. Gerenlian, can you elaborate on the relationship between diabetes and periodontal disease?
Almost 21 million Americans have diabetes, and few realize that diabetes increases the risk of periodontal disease. Many healthcare providers don't realize that there is a link between poor glycemic control and periodontal disease. What we know from research is that there is a bidirectional relationship between oral health and periodontal disease and diabetes. What I mean by that is that as we improve someone's oral health, we can improve their glycemic control. And our research also shows that if we improve someone's glycemic control, we can improve their oral health.
Can dental problems lead to other health problems?
Yes, dental problems can lead to a variety of health problems. In terms of the mouth, if someone has difficulty chewing, they may be more likely to select poor dietary choices. And poor food choices lead to poor blood glucose control. In addition, our research shows that there may be other links between periodontal disease and systemic diseases, including cardiovascular disease and stroke, respiratory diseases, and adverse pregnancy outcomes.
Dr. Thornton-Evans, what can non-dental healthcare professionals do to help?
The entire healthcare team should deliver the consistent message that good oral hygiene is an important part of diabetes care. One step is to recognize the signs and symptoms of periodontal disease and refer them promptly. But prevention is the best. Comprehensive diabetes care means emphasizing the importance of visiting the dentist and dental hygienist at least twice a year.
Dr. Gerenlian, is it realistic for someone who is not a dental professional to look into a person's mouth for signs of periodontal disease?
Yes, it is realistic. Other healthcare providers have an opportunity to do a cursory examination of the mouth and notice changes such as fruity breath, swollen gums, and then can follow up with several questions to ask that patient about any other signs and symptoms that could suggest that the person may have diabetes.
Where can healthcare professionals get more information about diabetes and oral health?
NDEP recently created a publication entitled Working Together to Manage Diabetes, a guide for pharmacists, podiatrists, optometrists, and dental professionals. This guide includes photos of periodontal disease and other common problems of the mouth, as well as eye and foot complications. The guide focuses on the importance of teen care and the critical concepts these healthcare professionals should understand about diabetes. We want to make sure all members of the healthcare team recognize potential complications early and know what to do to intervene. The guide is available at www.yourdiabetesinfo.org.
What else is available from NDEP?
NDEP also has materials for patients on diabetes control and prevention in English, Spanish, and 15 Asian and Pacific Islander languages, as well as materials for specific groups such as children with diabetes and ethnic minorities.
What is the one take-home message you'd like to leave with our listeners? Dr. Thornton-Evans?
Good oral hygiene and regular dental visits is an important part of diabetes care. As healthcare professionals, you can help prevent diabetes complications by referring people with diabetes for routine dental care twice a year.
And Dr. Gerenlian?
That other healthcare professionals, including eye care specialists, podiatrists, and pharmacists, can recommend and reinforce the message that oral health is an important part of total health and that oral health care will improve their diabetes control.
Thank you for being here with us today. The National Diabetes Education Program, or NDEP, has more information and free educational materials for healthcare professionals and for people with diabetes. Visit www.yourdiabetesinfo.org or call toll-free 1-888-693-NDEP.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.